The gospel of Jesus Christ deserves first place in our thoughts. For Paul writes in Romans 1 at verse 16, "It is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone who believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." And James tells us in James 2 at verse 24, "It is not by faith only, but by faith that is obedient, as Abraham's faith was when he offered Isaac." For there are those who tell us to have a simple faith and a simple idea, and as a result say a certain prayer, which you do not find in the New Testament of your Bible, for salvation to be ours. Can we not be led by the Spirit of God who teaches us His Word, as we read in John 8, as well as in 2 Thessalonians 2 at verse 14, "Whereunto He calls you by our gospel to the obtaining of His excellent glory." Notice the place of the gospel in our lives, that we find ourselves putting priority to the Word of God. It should be that we love the Lord enough to embrace Him and to embrace His Word and follow His teaching. For in Jesus' words of John 8, notice He says, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free," only after He said in John 8:31, "If you continue in My Word, then are you My disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Continuing in the Word of God calls upon us to be obedient to His will and follow His way. This is Robert Rawson with the Crockett Church of Christ, inviting you to our services on Sundays 9:30, 10:30, and 6, and Wednesdays at 7 p.m.